I saw on Spotify, one of the things they were trying to do was deactivate or not have a certain artist's music on their catalog if they were, I guess, had a certain image about them as far as what they've done. In particular, R. Kelly. I want to say the rapper that just got shot up. By the way, man, he got shot up, and that was pretty ugly. It was a 20-year-old rapper, half my age. Goodness. Dead. And they went ahead and ran up on him, shot him up. And, you know, in this day and age, you get live results. Can you imagine back in, you know, my earlier time when I was in college and Biggie and Tupac got killed? Could you imagine? We would have gotten graphic video footage of those moments of them actually getting shot up and again, all, you know, cringed up there and rigor mortis already kicking in and shit. You know, that's what they did with this rapper, Triple Extension. That's what his name is. I don't even know. I probably like some of his songs, but I don't know who they are. They're all the same to me. They'll be just taking, you know, popping mollies and shit. But anyway, this guy, they ran up on him and shot him up, man. Poor guy. 20 years old. Done. And people, one guy will say, oh, he doesn't have a pulse. No fucking shit. He's stiff as fuck, man. You know, sorry to say this, but, you know, when you've seen a few dead bodies in your lifetime, you kind of know what they look like. They're just sitting there and there's no chance. You just know it. I never forget, I was in Puerto Rico playing basketball. I was like 21. And we were at the club. And it was crazy because these girls were arguing. And then they were fighting. Right? Then one of the guys stepped in. Whether it was his girlfriend or a relative, he jumped in to help out his female companion. So now I became the guy stepped in. And that was such a no-no. And what happened was, once the guy jumped in and hit the girl, all bets were off. So sure enough, they were waiting for him outside and put a few of them in his head. And I was with my teammate, Monty Wilson, man. He was from New York. I was surprised, man. And he was like, you know, they were shooting at him. I was like, they just don't look at him. You know, because you don't want them to see that you witness, and you just want to let them know, hey, you got to do what you got to do, and then you go. You know, that's what I've learned. Sad stuff that I've learned at a young age. It's like when you see somebody shoot, and you see somebody do so, you just put your head down. Don't even claim you know anything about nothing. You know, you don't want them to know that you could be an eyewitness. So you just fucking ignore it. Let them be. Let them go. You know what I mean? And don't snitch. But anyway, but Monty was with me and he was like, damn, is he dead? He's walking up to the dude. He's fucking dead. Just let him be. Like, you just didn't see the fucking brain splattered like right in front of us. Like, just let him be, man. It'll probably be 2 hours before the cops get here, the ambulance. He's done, man. And that was all because the guy stepped in. But like, I've had so many incidents like that where I've seen people die in front of me or near me or around me that I've seen that I'm immune to it. It's not like a video game to me. So, you know, when I see a guy like that in the car just stiffened up and I'm like, you know, guy's checking his pulse. I'm like, nah, bro, he gone. he gone. Bye. But anywho, so this Spotify had this thing going on where they were trying to ban artists of their music, man. And I don't understand that because so many of these artists have such a tainted background. I mean, I can go down the list, but let's just go with a major one that I know that I think everyone knows, Michael Jackson. He's still out there. You can hear him everywhere. No one says anything bad about him. You know, like there's so many artists out there that have done stuff, crazy things, whether it's domestic violence, whether it's messing with underage kids, so on and so forth. It's such a ugly mess. You know, the one thing about artists and people that are so talented in one way, they're a completely different person. And, you know, you can respect someone's talent without respecting their character. And I've always said that about athletes in particular. I always felt that when you're looking at a person, I love Michael Jordan, the player. I don't love Michael Jordan, the person. You know, because it's a persona that he has with being an athlete, the way he carries himself. But behind the cameras, we don't know who he is. I don't know who he is as a person. He could be the biggest jerk. Also, I don't know. But if you're going to be falling in love with these celebrities and people that are in front of the cameras or that entertain us, you have to understand there's a dual split personality there. And if you're not able to differentiate that, then you have issues. And that's something that I know that I'm always aware of. And whenever I have those conversations with people that they don't like a guy, I say to myself, well, you don't know the guy. I don't know the guy. I just like the way he plays or don't play, or the way he sings, or the way he raps, or the way they do, you know, whatever ability they do to entertain me. That's all I care about. It's all entertainment at the end of the day. They're not my role models. I don't want them to be my role models. And I think, unfortunately, people do view them that way. And I think if you're going to use them as role models, then by all means, but understand that the person, R. Kelly, the singer, is different than R. Kelly, the underage raping, you know, molestation, whatever you want to call it. I don't want to go extremes because he's never really been charged of anything, right? I mean, it's just you just have a flooding of women that are under 18 that share their story after story after story of being with R. Kelly, right, and being controlling. And then Nas, I mean, I just thought of Nas recently. I mean, his ex-wife came out and talking about he was abusive, you know? It's just crazy, man. It's crazy stuff out there. Bill Cosby. I mean, like, the list goes on and on of all these people out there that, I mean, Bill Cosby was such an influential person. Think about this. He was basically one of the few role models in the entertainment industry for black people. And he shared, he gave an image to America to see that even though it was fictional, even though it wasn't real, it gave you a sense, the Cosby Show gave you a sense of, okay, a black family can be part of America. They can be, or I felt that way anyway. It just made you feel like, okay, wow, like black people can be American too, or people of color. I mean, it sounds weird me saying the shit, but for anybody that understands the differences in the culture and the households, man, it's like, oh, okay. You know, it's very cool. But it's not cool when they have a different alternate life and it's a very negative one. So how do you differentiate that shit? I don't know. You just have to talk to your kids. I know when I talk to my daughter, that's what it's going to be about. It's going to be, hey, you could look up to people, but you remember, they have a different side. You could love Beyonce the singer, but not the person. And you could do research. Maybe she writes a book, a tell-all. Who knows? Maybe she already has one. I don't know. I don't follow her music like that. But I think you have to be very aware of the reality that people, especially in entertaining industry or people on TV. I mean, look at Bill O'Reilly. That guy was, you know, all those Fox News correspondents. And when this whole movement of Me Too came out, Matt Lauer. What was that? Matt Lauer? Lauren? What was his name? I don't even know. The guy from NBC Today. He was what was he doing? Pushing his weight around. I'm kind of mumbling. I'm still not 100%. Goodness, like I said, it's been a fucking crazy rush. Man. Whew. But been on it, though. You know, like, whenever you get sick, man, this is my formula anyway. Whenever I get sick like this, when I have something like a bug, because, yeah, I know automatically my body's rejecting something I ate. I'm like, all right, cool. So I'll throw all the shit out, and then obviously what's the first thing? You're going to be dehydrated. Your body's going to be dehydrated. So I just start pounding. I usually have a shitload of Gatorade here, so I'd start pounding Gatorade. And if I run out of Gatorade, I'll get some Pedialyte. And that's it. That's what I'll do. And then when I slowly work into it, I'll get chicken broth in there. Then I'll have some Tylenol. Then I'll have some chicken noodle soup, right? Because the Tylenol, I tried taking it in right away, and I threw that shit up too. It was like, fuck you. I'm getting everything out of your system. I'm like, oh, cool, right on. I don't know. I just got derailed there. But yeah, I just think the whole element of these entertainers, man, every time they disappoint us, all of these people that we look up to or we want to look up to as leaders. And that's just a natural inclination that we have as humans. We want to have leaders that we look up to, that we follow. And it's unfortunate when many of these people that we look up to, or that we idolize, and that we want to model ourselves after, are not who we thought they were. And it's a very sad thing, right? I mean, especially, let's just say if you're a person that loves R. Kelly music, but then he does that to little girls. I mean, how are you going to feel about that as a woman? I mean, that's not going to be a good feeling. You know, same thing with Nas. If you like Nas, but he knows he's beating the shit out of his wife, what are you going to do? You know? I mean, it's a tough conundrum, man. I mean, because when you're spilling that shit over to your relationships, it's a hard ordeal, man. I don't know because, you know, I grew up in an environment where there was a lot of domestic violence exuded. And look, I know that ladies can be crazy and drive guys up the wall, and they love pressing those buttons. I mean, that's one thing about women. They're mentally manipulative, and they're very good at it. I'm not saying if you're not that way, I'm not trying to call at you, but you know what I'm talking about. Just like I know guys can be very aggressive, very abusive, you know, and I don't understand that. It's something that it's very weird for me, because I remember when I was in my marriage, that's one of the first things I said to my lady. I was like, the moment you lay hands on me or vice versa, we're done. I'm not repeating that cycle of what I saw, all right, what I grew up in, because it was so drastic that my mom left without my father knowing. I mean, we left, man. It was an Amber Alert. We left without him knowing. And that's how drastic the abuse was. I mean, I witnessed some of it. But I also remember my mom had a mouth. My mom definitely knows how to trigger people. So you put a combination of a woman with a loud mouth or smart comments and a man with short temper and has an aggression nature to him, then shit's going to happen, right? I mean, it's not going to be all peaches and cream there. You're not going to have a harmonious relationship in front of you. So it's a very weird thing. You know, like a guy like Cosby, I wouldn't understand why in the world you would do things like that, like drug women. Is it more you feel an excitement by doing something like that? I'm just, doesn't make sense to me. It's like you have the world by the balls. You can have anybody that works for you, and you can do anything with anybody. I'm not saying that not all, you know, I'm not, you're going to get rejected, okay? As a guy, there's going to be women that are going to say no, okay? You just got to do a comedy show. If I was Cosby, I'd do a comedy show, host a VIP, and be like, hey, I'm going to go have drinks at this place. Who guys want to meet us out, and just let the chips fall where they may, right? I mean, that's what I would do if I was a celebrity, if I'm trying to get ass every night. It's like Ric Flair, man. He talked about that in his documentary, man. It was so fucking awesome. He'll do a wrestling, you know, event at a city, and then after that, he'll invite all the ladies either to his hotel or into the bar of the hotel, and he buys drinks for everyone. He keeps the party going until it ends. And you know how it is for us guys. I mean, we kind of know. I have a friend that's very good with that shit, by the way. Like I used to call him the shark. he'd be the last one to go down in bed, because he knew if he stayed up long enough, something was going to happen. Like he waited it out. He'd just be sitting there drinking, minding his business. He wouldn't say shit. Then all of a sudden the next day, he like, yeah, man, I fucked her. Man, you fucked a hot girl? Yeah, man. Because he got the concept. It's like, you know, when anyone drops like flies, and some of the girls just stay up drinking, they get more loose, and, you know, they're definitely down to do something. If you know, maybe they weren't interested in the beginning of the night, but then at the end, they're like, oh, you're cute enough. You're making me laugh. Let's go fuck. Right? So he lucked out, man. I was like, look at him. Look at this guy, the shark boy. And I wasn't getting in his way either. I'm never one of those guys that was out there chasing the pussy. But yeah, but these guys, man, when they do these things, especially when in the position of having a plethora of women, like R. Kelly, really, like you're going to have any woman you want. Or let's just say you pick five women, you're going to have one of those five at least. And that's what I don't get. Because if you told me to go to a club, if you told me to go to an event, and you're telling me, okay, the five hottest girls, I could have a chance at one of them, two of them, I'd be good. I wouldn't be bothering at all. I mean, that's just the life. That's just what I guess the men do. I mean, you don't hear women doing that shit, especially in those positions, right? I mean, it's just a different thinking, man. Just us guys are so predatorial with sex. I mean, it's fucking sickening at times. And I get worried for my daughter. You know, I mean, my daughter is just like talking about marriage and wanting to be with a guy. It's fucking nuts, man. She's obsessed with it. Like, that's her thing. And I'm like, oh my God, my daughter, man, she's scaring me. I hope, man. I hope she gets it, man. I hope she doesn't learn the hard way, but you know how it is. I mean, some people just have to learn on their own. Can't do nothing about it. When it comes to role models, when it comes to looking at people that are in TV or in radio, whatever it is, whatever way we idolize them, that at the end, man, they're just totally different. And you can't go ahead and you know, you can respect them. Like I said earlier, you can respect the talent, but you don't have to respect their character. You don't have to go out there and intermingle both and just be like, you know, he's a good, like I said, Michael Jackson's the greatest example. I mean, that's a guy that for some reason, he doesn't get any flack for doing the things that allegedly has happened. I mean, I just think that when there's smoke, there's fire. I really do. And I love the guy's music. I really do. I mean, you could just jam the Michael Jackson all day long. But I mean, you know, there was things that were not all there. And I'm not trying to, you know, shit on a guy in his grave when he's passed away. But I'm just trying to give an example of many people, of many celebrities, of many people that we see on TV and in life that we look up to that just have a different tone to them altogether behind the scenes. And you have to be able to put your guard up when you're around them, you know, when you're around that environment and those people, and understand that whatever I see on TV, on the internet, on social media, those guys are one way in front of that camera. But then it's another thing when they're out there and off camera, off air, and, you know, who knows, you know, especially when money's involved, they have to keep a certain persona in play. I don't get paid for this shit. This is free. This is my hobby that I pay for, motherfuckers. So you don't have to worry about me putting up anything. I'm fucking paying out of my own pocket to do this shit. Put my own sweat equity in this motherfucker, so. But anyway, just getting messages from mom. My daughter's just talking about marriage. I mean, this is, I'm telling you, it's fucking crazy. Oh my God, I'm scared.